Well, obviously for Blake, it's probably, to date his best game of the season. I was very happy with the accuracy, especially overall. He was 68.4, I think, completion percentage, which obviously was his highest of the season. But I think more importantly was, how good we were able to execute the deep ball. Even though we missed a couple, we were still 6 for 11, 141 yards and a touchdown. On passes that were thrown, at least 15 yards. So I think, that was important going into the game, trying to make the big plays. I was happy that he came out and got off to a really good start on the opening possession. We got A-Rod involved early in it, and obviously we finished it with a touchdown to Marquise Lee. And then, obviously, we used Blake on that play where he caught the touchdown pass. So, overall, I thought he did an outstanding job. He was impressing. He was taking what the defense was giving him. There's still a couple of things that, we're going to continue to work on going into this next week. But I was very impressed with how he played.
Yeah, Doug, I know there's no way to definitively quantify it, but how much of the success that Blake and A-Rob had was Blake not pressing, or was it – or an A-Rob too? How much – or was it just, these guys finally did what they, what they expected to do all year?
Yeah, I can't answer that question as far as how they were feeling, towards that. I think that's a great question for both of them. But, we did try to make an effort during the week to get a couple of extra throws in, to get a couple of individual type sessions during the week with those two. And just trying to, keep that communication going that obviously you guys have reported during the year. We just wanted to be able to build on that and really keep working that comfort level. So I think, maybe the extra work paid off. I can't say that. You like to think that, but again, those two guys would probably be able to tell you exactly why.
We moved
A-Rob around a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah, we lined him up at Z, which he hasn't been at that position before. So we had him basically in all three positions.
Did you get any sense that A-Rob of relief on his part? I mean, it's been an unbelievably frustrating year, and especially the last couple of months for him.
Well, I haven't really been dealing with him. For my focus obviously has been on the offensive line, and the only thing I talked to him about this week was, hey, let's go out there. This is the things we got to work on. This is what people are doing. We understand it. I told him early in the week we're gonna try to move you to Z, a little bit with that position. Some different coverage aspects that they can play to the field. I thought he was outstanding as far as sometimes receivers. You have to be careful. They don't want to move. The comfort level. He was great. And I just told him, hey, let's just go out there, and we got a pretty good matchup, and we're gonna go to you and. We expect you to win, and we're going to do everything we can to put you in that position.
Doug, how impressed were you with the way the guys adapted after, TJ and Chris went down? And what do you do? I know it's early in the week, but what do you do this week?
Well, obviously the one thing you have to do is keep monitoring those guys, during the week as far as their injury update. I think during the game, I think it shows a lot of the people that were able to go in there and stepped up, and also the people around you. You got to be able to trust those people that are coming in. So, those players worked hard in practice. They obviously worked hard at the game plan, and they were ready to go in there and give themselves and really play well. I mean, Shatley was in there. Graham was in there, okay? So from that standpoint, we're extremely happy. But, again, it's something that we expect when players have an opportunity. We expect them to take advantage of it.
Did you get a sense of on the offensive side of the ball, maybe more of a greediness from this team this week than maybe in previous weeks, or no?
Well, I think there were times that when you put the ball on the ground and you have penalties, and we didn't have that many for the game. I think you got to always watch when they come, when they come into the crucial situations. We wound up being fortunate on a couple of them. But I just thought that they felt comfortable with the plan. They felt comfortable with how we wanted to attack the Titans. And I think that's what they kept their focus on as through the game. So I don't know. I can't ever speak for their feelings. It's something that those players only know themselves. And I just saw a level of focus knowing that, when we took the field, we had goals in mind of what to do and how to do them. And we credit to the coaches, they had a good plan. We put our players in position, so I was happy about that.
Hey Doug, I know you told me before that you're a big believer in that everybody affects the blocking of the run blocking and the pass blocking. How do you get more out of the running game this week?
Well, I just think it's a matter of the plan and what we wanted to do. You know, we understood that you know Tennessee had a really good front. It was going to be difficult to run the ball. I thought we got started early running the football. I thought we were able to hit some yards and some stretch plays and getting the ball outside. I thought that, you know, as the game progressed, I think that Tennessee did a little bit better job. You know, we had a minus run. You know, there were times where we really couldn't do that. Again, we were stuck in one personnel group for mostly the whole game and 11 personnel. I think it's something that when we look at, we got to be able to do more of to help our running backs. But we knew going into the day that we were going to, you know, throw the ball and try to, you know, go after the matchups we liked with our receivers and their defensive backs.
I know you said you were stuck in 11 personnel, but when you're having success with that look consistently, how much confidence does that give a play caller and a head coach like you and Hackett moving forward?
Well, yeah, I mean, it would give you great confidence. But, you know, the one thing about the NFL, you know, everyone's always trying to stay one step ahead. And, you know, like with, you know, Coach LeBeau, who I have a great deal of respect for, you know, within a series, if something is working, that when they go to the sideline after that series, they're going to take that play away from you. So, you know, and they do it by two ways. Either they line up a body in the gap that you're running the ball to, or where they're losing the gap, you know, or you put a linebacker in that gap and blitz them. So, you know, it's a constant chess game with the run game of making sure that you're trying to stay a step ahead. And usually you can within a series, but when you come off the field, you got to say to yourself, hey, they're going to make an adjustment and they're going to be able to take something away. And that happens throughout the whole entire game.
Hey, Doug, thanks for doing this. How did you feel like Dante and Yannick played for you? And from your experience as a coach, what's the patience level that you have to have with young defensive ends in the NFL?
Well, I'll tell you what, I think it's probably one of the more difficult situations, you know, for young defensive ends to come into this league, which really both of them are really in their first year, with Dante being injured the year before. I think there's a lot of things that you can do in college where you can out athletic people or out physical people and things of that nature on a consistent basis throughout your college career, especially as you get older. I think when you go into the NFL, it's a different type of game. I think, you know, you're going to play tackles that are much bigger, have much more patience, quarterbacks that get rid of the ball faster. There's a lot of things that go into it. I think that, you know, both guys, you know, really did well for us at times yesterday. It really shows what they can do. I still think, you know, we still got to make sure that they're playing within the scheme. There's not as much freelancing, not to say that they've done a lot of it, but it's something that we just got to keep them on track with to help everyone around them. But I think that, you know, both those players have obviously the ability to do the things that we need to do to play well on defense, and they have been all year. I think that Todd Walsh and the staff and the players on defense have really done well this year, especially, you know, you look at a game yesterday, you have a team coming in, everything's on the line, you know, they have two really good backs, a really big physical, you know, line up front, and, you know, to hold that team to, you know, 2.9 yards per carry or 3.0 yards per carry was something that we needed to do to win as a team, and those guys stepped up and did it.
Hey, Doug, back to the offensive line for a minute. A.J. and Parnell have started every game. Everybody else has missed some time. How do you think A.J. and Jeremy have played this year?
Well, you know, again, I think that's, you know, talking about how they played for the year is something I can easily talk about, you know, when the year's over, because I want them to finish strong. But I can tell you this, that within our last three games, the last three games we played, Parnell has had his three best games since he's been here. So that's very, very encouraging. I mean, you know, it's just getting better and better each week, and we're trying to keep him on that streak. You know, for A.J., he probably played the most physical game, this game that he's played. He's a physical-type player, but it really showed up on film this week. You know, he's had some issues of inconsistency in pass pro where he ducks his head. He gets a little bit top-heavy. He did a better job in this game of making sure he stays back. You know, he's a young player that, you know, obviously has played a lot of football now, that we're trying to break some things to make him a more dominant player for us. He understands that. I've talked to him about it. Now, obviously, Coach Benton's with him. So, you know, we feel pretty good about the direction they're going, and they need to come up again this week and really have a strong game.
To hold the Titans to their season low in rushing, you know how good that line is over there. How impressive was that, and what was the key?
Well, I'll tell you, it was obviously it's impressive. I mean, this team has done a good job, the Tennessee Titans, in being able to run the football. They have come out. They say that's what they want to do. You know, and our defense really withstood a great challenge. You know, when you look at it, they had, they got us a couple of times where we lost our edges on some cutback plays, you know, where we weren't in the best position that we wanted our players to be in, you know. But at the same time, you know, we had our guys up front. We were able to stop that. I think, you know, a lot of that helps us with what's going on in the back end. You know, people always say, hey, they stopped the run, the front seven. You know, obviously we had our safeties involved. We had our corners involved. We talked about that during the week, that they would try to get a mismatch. You saw them take advantage of it a couple times, and a couple times that we were able to win that.
Hey, Doug, one last one. You mentioned on Saturday having to stick with the 11 personnel. In your coaching career, how many times have you had to go into a game saying, that's all we can play is one personnel grouping?
Well, you know, it really hasn't happened to that effect. Is where, you know, it's good in a sense that at least early in the week you know what you have to do to win. I've been in games where we've been taken out of personnel groups for injuries. You know, that's happened, and you have to be able to adjust. I think that is much tougher to do during the course of the game when you game planned of how you want to play a game than it is when you know what you have in the beginning of the week. That's one of the things I try to do with the coaches, is to make sure, you know, right off the bat they understand who's inactive, what we're doing, and really tell them, you know, how we want to play the game. And sometimes, you know, with that conversation with Coach Hackett was, you know, we really didn't know where we were going to be. Obviously, Neil, we didn't know if he'd be able to play or not in concussion protocol. So, you know, it was a point of, you say, do we want to wait and see later in the week, or do we want to say, you know what, let's get our team prepared the best way possible for us to win, and let's just work on that 11 personnel, and let's just go out there and play with that. So I think there's a couple things to it. You know, is it tough? It's tough, I think, when it happens during the game. I don't think it is as tough when it happens early in the week and you're able to prepare the team to play that way.